So we've had a day to try to recover from what Saksvek is doing to us. I hope that when all the dust settles and by the end of the week we'll have a lot to piece together as far as Saksvek is concerned. We spent quite a bit of time last week on Saksvek Hashem Mitapech, and the Ikar Shir today, I'd like to move on to a different klal of Saksvek, which is also based on this Taisus. I'd just like to add one footnote to the whole parsha of Saksvek Hashem Mitapech. That is that last week we were discussing the Shita of our Taisus, the way the crazy place he learned, that every Saksvek has to be able to be said in both directions. Saksveka should be mishapech, and it should be able to go in both directions. And if it goes only in one direction, it's not a legitimate saksveka. That was our rule of saksveka shayna mishapech, which everybody should have klar. The rule, I mean, we talked about it, but the basic rule that a saksveka has to go in both directions, that you should have klar. And this is the way the Shach Paskins. You should know that the Rambam disagrees with the Holy Side. She does the Rambam hold the Saksvek, it does not have to be Mishapech. It doesn't matter if the Saksvek is Mishapech or it's not Mishapech. It's a good Saksvek anyway. And although we don't pass them like the Rambam, it is a significant Shita, the Rambam Shita, that a Saksvek does not have to be Mishapech. So we have Taisus holds the Saksvek has to be Mishapech. And the Rambam holds that a Saksveka does not have to be Mishapech. Machlekes Rishayim. What is the Machlekes Talion? So the Dagul Merivava on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, which was written by the Behuda, we had a few times. The Dagul Merivava says a Gevaldik Pshat in the Machlekes between Taisus and the Rambam. If a Saksvek has to be Mishapech or if it does not have to be Mishapech. What is Taisus Svarim? Before you get to the Rambam. First, what's Taisus Svarim? Why does a Saksvek have to go both directions? Why isn't a good enough Saksvek if it goes in one direction? Why does a Saksvek have to be Mishapech? So the Shach said that the reason a Saksvek has to be Mishapech is because if it's a Saksvek in one direction, but if you start talking the other direction, it's only one safik. So the Shah said, my chazis, who says you should go this way and make it a saksveka? Maybe we should explain it the other way and make it a single safik. So that the whole idea of the Shah is that you can't make something into a saksveka unless you're sure it's a saksveka. If you're not sure if it's a saksveka, complicated, like a suffix if it's a Saksvek, right? You have to be sure it's a Saksvek. The only way to be sure it's a Saksvek is if it goes in both directions. If it goes only in one direction, then there's no, then it's only a single suffix. So in one direction it's only a single suffix, so then you can't consider that to be a Saksvek. That's what the Shach said, Shadow Taisus. Why does the Rambam disagree? Dr. Dovah Mervava. We've learned, right at the beginning of the Sukkah, that the Shita Sarambam is that Safik Dairaisa Minatayra is Lakula. Minatayra, even one Safik is Lakula. So that when we're Machmir on a Safik Dairaisa, the Rambam Shita is that that's a Dindarabam. You have a single Safik, not a Saksak, a single Safik. Why are we Machmir? The Rambam holds that chumra is a drabbanan. It's not like all the other Rishayim hold it's their eyes. The Rambam holds a single suffix is a drabbanan. Zakt, the Zagam Ravava, says beautiful. He says, if you're not sure in which direction to go, you have a saksvek that's not mishapech. See, if you go in one direction, it's a saksvek. Right? If you start in one direction, it's a saksvek. If you start in the other direction, it's only one suffix. In that case, you're not sure if it's a Saksveka or a single Safik. So Taisvis is Machmir, because Taisvis holds a single Safik as a Deraisa. So if you're not sure if it's a single Safik, which would be in a Deraisa, or Sveksveika, you have to be Machmir. But the Rambam holds that even a single Safik is only Asa Midrabanan. Even a single Safik is only Midrabanan. So now you're not sure. Should you go in this direction and make it a single Safik? Or in the other direction and make it a Sveksveika? So, worst it could be is a Drabanan. If you go in one direction, it's a Sveksveika and it's what? If you go the other direction, it's a single Safik and it's a Drabanan. So the worst it could be is a Drabanan, so it's a Safik of a Drabanan. So it's a good Sveksveika, we could be make and consider it a Sveksveika. Because it's sort of a Safik Drabanan, if it's a Sveksveika. Being that in one direction it's a Sveksveika, in one direction it's a single Safik. So that's the reason that the Rambam is Mekel. Because when you say my chazis, who says go this way, maybe go that way, it's only a question of the Rabbanan, so you can choose which way to go. You can consider it a Sveksveik. That's the Dagon Vavav's explanation of Shitas Rambam. And for now, until we chazir, we're going to close the book on Sveksveik Hashem Mishapech. I know that Sveksveik Hashem Mishapech is a complicated thing. And I know that if you're not going to spend time with the Chavrusa, you're not going to have any depth of understanding of what it is. So you really have to just try to talk about Sveksveik Hashem Mishapech, get a clarity of what it is. Okay, we move on now to a different topic in Sveksveika that we're going to learn the next three lines of Tysus, which means we're moving today. And again, it's not a side in you which is Tsukachepa to Tysus. The Chiddush of this Tysus, the way all the Achrayim see it. So let's learn in Tysus Vibayisema, the fifth line, then timer. Let's focus on Pshat and Tysus, and then we'll hopefully be able to get to the important side that we're going to discuss. First Pshat, in timer. The Nukba Becheskes Hetel Abayim. What's Tysus Cash? You have a woman who got married when she was what? Pchusim Ibaskim. Now it's 10 years later and she gets married with a chuppah and her husband says Pesach Pesuach Mitzvah. What's the Safik? There's only one Safik. What's the Safik? And it's a Rat. She was definitely Mizana Tachta. It's a Safik of Ayin. It's a Safik of Rat. In fact, Tysus is from Becheskes Hetel. If you don't know what to do. So she has a chazak, she's born Mutal Abayla. So she's still Mutal Abayla. So let's assume the Bia was Bewat. The Bia was buying this. And then she's Mutal to her husband. For a very good cash. Yeshleimar, Taisa says, Unsa Kala Isla. Could that mean to be Yerushalmi? Unsa Yeshle Kaya. We assume if a man and woman are Mizana Beratzen secret, they don't tell anybody. They both agreed to be mizana. There's no kaya. But if the mizana ba'ainis, it has a kaya, because the woman complains that this person forced me to be mizana. Bahashta the leka kala. In our gemara, it's talking where there is no kaya. Havale ratzin ruba umiyat ainis. See, I've read that says it was beratzin miyat ba'ainis beruba v'chazaka ruba adim. So you have a cheskes heter. Against the Cheskes Hetel, you have Raiv that says it was Baratzim. So Mameila Lachaisha, she was Baratzim. She's also Tuatz. Very glad to Teretz. No problem. I'm in K. If you're going to say Raiv says that it's what? Raiv says it was. Everybody, I hope you're following. In Taimar, if you're going to say, like we just said, that Raiv says the Bia was Baratzim. By a regular woman. It was not Pchusim Ibas Gimel. Where it's a Sveksveika, Nami Tiyaser, she should also be Yasser. The Suffolk Ainis, Commander Lesa Dami. Because the Suffolk Ainis, you have a rive against it. So the Suffolk Ainis is Commander Lesa. Velay Nishar, Elachad Suffolk, Suffolk Tachta. Ubalay Shach, Lofmein Becheskes Hetek and Parishis. Let's place this kasha. In a normal woman, you have a Sveksveika. What's a Sveksveika by a normal woman? Maybe Tachta, maybe not Tachta. Maybe Ainis, maybe Ratz. Fractaisvis, you just told me Rive says Ratzain. So now there's no Svek Sveika anymore. Why is there no Svek Sveika? Suffolk on your Suffolk Ratzin. You have a ride that says it was Beratzin. That's not a Suffolk. So all you're left with is Suffolk Tachtav, Suffolk not Tachtav. So practice this by a regular woman. The Gemara says it's a Svek Sveika. Not a Svek Sveika. One Suffolk is a good Suffolk. It was Tachtav on that. But the Suffolk kind of Suffolk Ratzin. Since there was no Kyle, the stomach was Beratzin. This is Taisus Kash. What's the great shakes about this Taisus Kash? I'll tell you what it is. Understand, and then we'll plug it into Taisus. This is just a general question. What constitutes a Suffolk? Generally, a Suffolk has to be 50-50. And Raiv is not a Suffolk. Both of us are Raiv. So when you have a regular case of Suffolk, it's got to be a 50-50 case. When you have Svek Sveika, Zoktaisis, each Suffolk has to be 50-50. It has to be Shkulim. Shkulim means it has to be evenly weighed. So if each Suffolk has to be 50-50, so here, by Svek Sveika, Suffolk Tachtav, Suffolk Na Tachtav is 50-50. But Suffolk Ein and Suffolk Ratzin is not 50-50 because Raiv says it was for Ratzin. So just like a single Suffolk has to be 50-50, by Svek Sveika, each of the two Sveikas should have to be 50-50 also. That's Tyson's cash. Each of the two Sveikas should have to be 50-50. Okay? Say that? So Taisus is telling us a little Chiddush, which we never even thought about or talked about. When you have a Svek Sveika, how much does each Suffolk have to be weighed? I would have thought, even if it's a Suffolk, okay, most probably Baratza, but I would have thought that's a good Suffolk anyway. This is no. It's got to be a 50-50 Suffolk. Over the last week we spoke about probably a dozen different examples of Svek Sveika. What we're saying now is if we go through all the dozen examples, they'll all be that one Suffolk is 50-50 and the second Suffolk is 50-50. So can you go through the dozen cases in your mind? Or one case or two cases? Huh? You certainly had one case where they're not both Sveikas are 50-50. Right, the case that we spoke about most often, which Sveikas Sveika to be outside of our Gemara, the example we use most often, Esis Kayimu Beres. What were the two Sveikas? First Suffolk was Suffolk Zaka, Suffolk Nikayimu. And the second Suffolk was Nafel, Suffolk not Nafel. Is Suffolk Nafel 50%? Suffolk Nafel. Most pregnancies are good pregnancies. It happens maybe 10% at a time, maybe 15% at a time, maybe even 20% that there's a miscarriage. But it's not 50% of pregnancies, not miscarriage. And that was a shach. It seems from that shach that you don't need both sakas to be shach. In Svara, what should be? In Svara, should you need both Sveikas should be shuffled? What? You should. Why? Because if it's not right, if it's a miyot, so it's like it's not there. It's not a Sveikas. What's a tzad kineged? What? When you say Safed the Rabbanu Lakula, it's got to be a 50-50. If Rav says something, Rav has a Rav. Say Safed the Rav Lachumra, it has to be 50-50. If Rav is Lakula, you go Lakula by the Rav. Right? You have two pieces of kosher meat, one piece of trefa meat, which became combined, and then one is, and two of them are lost, you're left with one. We're makel. Even though odds are 66 and 2/3 to 33 and 1/3, right? 66 and 1/3 say it's kosher. 33 and 1/3 say it's trade. It's still We're still mekel. This is not a suffix, it's not 50-50. So Tosfos holds both have to be 50-50. It's out the other way. Let's see if it's that same. So the Pnei Yeshua is the main antagonist of Tosfos. Pnei Yeshua, you know, the Pnei Yeshua is not a halacha sefer. It's a pirush on the Gemara. Yet, this Pnei Yeshua, if you look in the Prima Garden, he brings down the Pnei Yeshua as the one who argues with Tosfos. I left Kaka the Pnei Yeshua arguing with Tosfos, a good cash. But Pnei Yeshua says he doesn't understand Tosfos. The whole, what's the lumdus of sex cycle that I mentioned to you when we started? What was the Raj Bashit of sex cycle? Sex cycle, why do we make on sex cycle? I'm right. Now if you have right, so is it strong? To explain to you when we began, that when you have a right, that right, that if you would draw a graph of what could happen to any given baby, so you have 50% zachar and 50% akeva, and then you have what percentage is in the father? A doctor, I don't know. 10%. So you draw, I'm not an artist either. But let's say 10% could be a nasal, right? It could be a zachar, so then we give it to it. 10% is a nasal. So you left, what's the whole svaros next thing? Because this lady is pregnant. She's Aishas Kaya. She wants to know if she can go to a Levi. So we tell us next thing. 50-50 zachar in the cave. Plus, maybe it's a nasal. Comes out the odds of this being somebody you're not allowed to go to the cemetery with, that you're pregnant with, is this amount. It's 45%. Right? You have 45% zachar, and 45% nekeva, and 10% nafel. So you're left with right that it's a zachar. So Pnei Yeshua says he doesn't understand Tosfos. Why does Tosfos want? I could draw you with the same exact graph with tachtav and tachtav, and then the amount that's rotten. And Einus. And Einus would be a small percentage. Let it be a small percentage. But so what? It still leaves you with Raif Lakula. Raif says that you could be Mekel. So if Raif says you could be Mekel, Frekta Pnei Yeshua, he doesn't understand what's going on with Tosfos. Why didn't he both Svekas should be Shokul? Why didn't he both the Epsid Svekas should be Shokul? As long as one is 50-50, the second one could be even a tiny percentage. Right? You do the same thing with Agumara. You have suffix 50-50 if it was Tachtav or not. Could be it was Tachtav, could be it was Lav Tachtav. And then, if it's not Tachtav, it's Mutter. If it's Tachtav, it's awesome. That's all, even was Tachtav there. Tachtav there. There, Rotzai, then it's awesome. It was Tachtav Ba'inis. Even if there's a small percentage of Einus, but that leaves Tachta Baratzen less than 50%. So we should be Mekel. To Pnei Yeshua is Matani on Tosfos. Yeah. What? The 10% is Einus, 90% is Ratzen. In the 90% Ratzen, it could have been not Tachta Baratzen, or it could have been Tachta Baratzen. So 45-45. Now she's only Oster, it's Tachta Baratzen. So since she's only Oster, Tachta Baratzen, that's 45% chance. So then you have no problem with Baratzen could have been Tachta but not Tachta. So you're left with Svekami Tamrai. Should be allowed to be Mekel. The bomb kasha on him. So Yeshua seems logically to be 100% right. That who cares if the second suffix is or is not or is or is not a suffix ashakel? Who cares? So the Pnei Yeshua he says Sarachi and Gadla Tosfos, and then in the Kunshas Achrai he says he thinks the Pais can agree with him, not with Tosfos. He doesn't say which Pais he's talking about. He says the Pais can hold like him, not like Tosfos. If you look in Kuala Sveksaika, The Shach paskins like Taisus. In the Kvali Sex Fake and Simikov Yud, in Islam and Gimel, the Shach paskins like Taisus. Which means that you need both Sfekas should be shakal. Why? Good. Right, so we have a machlaikis Taisus and Pnei Yeshua. We have Pnei Yeshua as an achrayin. He has no authority to argue with Taisus, but anyway, he says, like Taisus, each suffix has to be shakul. Pnei Yeshua says he doesn't understand why. The mitzvah to be miyash is to find the terrors in it. Yes? Who's he quoting? He doesn't mention any names. And he says the word paiskin, kama paiskin. It's true, you're right, that he's saying, based on Svaras HaRashba, that Mitamrai, it should follow that the second Safi doesn't have to be shot. So you mean to say he's really hanging his head on the Rashba? He's hanging his head on the Rashba. Rashba says Mitamrai. But then it's not a 50-50 suffix, and the Eishes Kayin, it's not a case of suffix, it's a case of Adam. Right. That's true, and therefore, maybe it's so tata, but not tata, it's not a tata kasha. The question is what the logic to that is. More likely she's not a tata than a tata. No, this is going down the sex faker case. I don't make any sense. Not Mustaver, anything's Mustaver, she's more likely to be on a non tata. The Shev Shmaitza and the Sharei Yosher both are matzik shitas ha-taisis. They both are marich to show that taisis is right. First, the Shev Shmaitza is in Shar Aleph, Perek Yud Ches. Perek Yud Ches. He brings a number of rayas to Taisa Shita that it has to be a Safek HaShakal. We have a Kasha, though, the Steer and the Shach. The Shach paskins like Taisus that you need a Safek HaShakal. And by Eishes Kayin Uberes, he also says that it's a Sfek Seikel. Eishes Kayin Uberes, he says, Safik Zachar, Safik Nikeva, Safik Nefes, is a good Sfek Seikel. So it appears to be a Stira Nishar. So the Shev Shmaitza brings a Chuvas HaRivash to answer this. With the Chuvas HaRivash, we have a little bit of insight into the whole this whole Tumah. Rivash says that there are two types of Svek Sveika. There's a Svek Sveika which he calls a Safik B'Teva. A Safik which is statistically a Safik. Statistics tell you it's a Safik. Like Safik Zachar, Safik Nikeva. What does that mean it's a Safik? It means we know that b'teva, 50% of babies are male and 50% are female. That is in the nature of the Bria. It's not that we sit back and imagine things. It's that it's a statistic. He calls that a suffix b'teva. You have other sfeikis which are a suffix, not b'teva, they're just a suffix because they have two studies. For example, a suffix tachtav, suffix not tachtav. We call that a suffix. Why is that a suffix? Is it because we have statistics that it's 50% tachta, 50% not tachta. No. We have no statistics. We don't know. The teva could happen any which way. But we have two tzadim, we have two possibilities, so we're misuppin. Or let's to pick some of the other sfeikas we had last week. Find a bird with a broken wing. Could be it broke before shechita, could be it broke after shechita. Do we have statistics to tell us how often it breaks before and how often after? No. We just misuppin. When you bring a broken bone to a rav, the rav looks at it, he's misuppin. Did it happen before? Did it happen after? Not that we have any statistics that the teva nature would make it that bones break more when it's alive or more when it's dead. It could happen either way. That's a suffix that Kushnek started. We'll talk about it, hopefully we'll talk about that. We'll get to it today, but we'll get to it. The or suffix and the other spec factors that we had last week. It's not a statistic suffix. It's a what we call right tzedadim. If you have tzedadim, lakana. Zatarivash. When you have a suffix miteva, a statistical suffix, the Yeshua is right. The Yeshua is right. The shach is maida. Zachar the keva is 45%. 45% Naples. 10% you have a right. So that we're going to be maida to the Pnei Yeshua. Everybody will be maida. When it's a suffix, the teva, with the statistics by nature are 50-50, so then we're going to be megal. When does Taisis say that you need each suffix should be a suffix hashagol? That's in a case which is not statistic. Like this suffix of tachtav and not tachtav. It's not a statistical suffix. It's right tzedadim, right possibilities. When you're not dealing with statistics in the first place, just right tzedadim, you're sitting in an armchair and wondering, was it this way, was it that way? Yeah, you can't investigate. When it's right tzedadim, in that case, Taisus is right, and you need that both of the two sfeikas should be a suffix hashem. So we have now a case where we're saying to Yeshua's taka right, where statistics, and the statistics work out to right, the Pnei Yeshua is right. What we're disagreeing with the Pnei Yeshua, where it's not statistics, the question of just right tzedadim, right possibilities. Right possibilities, there you need each stuff, it should be a suffix hashem. Yeah. What? Both have to be shown.
No, both have to be
suffix
teva, or else I'll find.
They both have to be physical psychics. They're both statistics. Do you always need, what does the Rivash mean? Does he mean, as you're saying, you understand, if both are statistics, Teshua is right. If neither are statistics, Taisus is right. You need two legitimate sakes. What happens if one is statistically 50-50? And then the second suffix is tzedadim, and it's a neir. I can tell you what I would say logically. I don't know what the Rivash is. The Rivash is talking with the most statistics. Logically, what would you say? Statistics. That's an example. I'll argue with that. You have an example of what you're saying. The question is a good question, but in order for us to clear the question, which I don't know who talks about it, we have to clear ourselves. The question is to come up with an example. Should be right. So what would happen? So what do you think? Let's say I have a chicken wing. Not a wing. I have a chicken leg. Is broken. So it's 50-50. Could be was mechayim, could be lachamis. A chicken leg that breaks close to the tumas hagidim, close to the joint is trey. Not a trey. I don't know if it happened, the chicken leg broke mechayim or lachamis. That's a suffix, not statistic. Now this chicken leg I have two chicken. There are two legs on this chicken, right? And they're both treif. Chicken has two legs, they're both treif. One is treif, the other is treif, right? It's called chicken's treif. They have two treif legs and one kosher leg, and they become combined. I don't know which is which. But two treif, one kosher. And now, two of them get thrown out, I'm left with one. Can I make a sex fake out of it? One suffix didn't happen, the chayim didn't have a lachamisa. And even if it happened lachamisa, even if it happened a chayim, which would make a treif, I now have a suffix, the taruch. Is this chicken leg the one from the chicken or not? Reif says it was. Me, it says it wasn't. Could I create a sex fake out of it? That's what you're asking. Let's give you an example of what you're asking. Example is supposed to make it clearer. I'm not sure I'm making it clear. Good question. That's a question. Okay. Not sure. But the Chef Schmeitz's Rivash is clear. Right? The Rivash is very clear. The Rivash says, this case. This case is a spec faker statistically. Where you ride, you go according to ride, and you can be maker. This case is a sex faker, which is right to Dadim. So here you cannot be make. Okay. That's his shach nishach. This is shach with Eishes Kayin. This is the shach with general sex fakers. With both fakers have to be tzadik hashach. Now, if you take out the shari yasher, take out the pshedim. In Shari Yaisha Shar Aleph Perik Yutes. So here you have a shortcut. The concept of what we're learning today. He brings the Pnei Yeshua word for word. He says, Al Shaydai. He brings the Pnei Yeshua. First he brings Taisus, then he brings the Pnei Yeshua. Then he brings the Shef Shemaitza. Part of the Shef Shemaitza, which we spoke out today, was brought briefly there in the Shari Yaisha. Then he says, Venero. The Shari Yaisha says, he seems to be happy with the Shef Shmeitzer. His argument is that the Shef Shmeitzer didn't answer Svara. Svara, the Pnei Yeshua still seems to be right. Svara, the Pnei Yeshua still seems to be right that if the first suffix is a suffix hashakul, even if it's not statistically, if the first suffix is a suffix hashakul, who cares if the second suffix is a shakul or not? You still have right? But that's the Shari Yaisha's job, is to come to explain the Svara. Well, there's no such thing as first or second. Since the sex fake has to be mishapeh, it's just easier to talk about it that way. But yeah, we could talk about it in both ways. You're right. Just easier to talk about it where the first one makes it a 50-50. And the second one cuts the 50 down to under 50, and that should be one. So Rav Shimon says a svara, which is based on his old yisaid, which we're going to review. And he says the following. Rav Shimon says, let's reopen the whole issue of Svek Sveka, how Svek Sveka works. You know what, Rav Shimon, let's talk about how Svek is work. Every suffix. We learned B'Shem Rav Shimon last week. If I have a suffix that arrives to L'chomra, is that a Vada Yisr or a suffix Yisr? If I have a piece of meat, which is one suffix Yisr, is that why am I not allowed to eat that? Am I definitely not allowed to eat it, or maybe not allowed to eat it? What? So we spoke out last week. Rav Chanan learns it's a suffix. I have a piece of meat that's a suffix. It's a suffix. Finish. I'm like, definitely not allowed to eat it. I'm not allowed to eat it. Of course, it's a suffix. So I don't know what it is. That's what Rav Chanan learned. Rav Shimon said his chiddush that a suffix iser is a vada iser. Doesn't make sense. A suffix iser is a vada iser, right? But Rav Shimon says, no. You're definitely not allowed to eat a suffix iser. We call that, in line with Rav Shimon's thinking, like a 614th Isser in the Torah. The Torah has 613 mitzvahs. And then there's a P.S., a 614th rule. A suffix Isser is also. is definitely, positively awesome. You're not allowed to eat a Suffolk Isser. Why? Because it's definitely awesome. Have you said Suffolk Zayas Lachomer? According to, we're talking now that Suffolk Zayas Lachomer in that time. Tafadayus. Zakrib Shimon, that's true. Every Suffolk Isser is a Vadayus. Why is a Svek Svek a Mutter? Zakrib Shimon. The rule of Suffolk Zayas Lachomer applies only to the main 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. Those 613 mitzvahs have a rule of Suffolk Derech Lachom. This 614th mitzvah, the din of Suffolk Derech Lachom, that din, if you have a Suffolk of that, it's mutter. The rule of Suffolk Derech Lachom applies only to the primary 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. This 614th din, that Suffolk Derech Lachom is a Vada Yisr, is only true if it's definitely a Suffolk Yisr. If you have a Suffolk, if it's a Suffolk Yisr, there's no din of Suffolk Derech Lachom. Complicated. Wow. Every Svek Sveka is a Suffolk if it's a Suffolk Derech Lachom. No? Isn't every Svek Sveka that way? Every Svek Sveka is a Suffolk. Is this a Suffolk Derech Lachom Rona? So why is every Svek Sveka mutter? Because every Svek Sveka is a Suffolk if it's a Suffolk Isser. And being that it's a Suffolk if it's a Suffolk Isser, of the 614th Isser, that's mutter. This is typical Rav Shimon. Okay, it's very misaver once you understand it. But until you understand it, it's very not.
Again, I'm just going to write on the board, just plot out what he said. Nothing
new. Okay? Yeah, what's this thing? The tire is the tire, right? The tire is the tire. Now, in those Taryag mitzvahs, we have a question. What about a Suffolk?
You have a Suffolk, very right.
Right? So, what's the din by a Suffolk derais? By the Taryag mitzvahs. So, we have a rule. And a Suffolk derais of the Taryag mitzvahs, like the Rosh, but not like the Rambam. We're going now with the most Rishayim, which is the Rosh Bashinta, that it's also Vada. Meaning, now what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and told Klal Yisrael, he sat down with them and told them, I got news for you. Till now you had 7 mitzvahs. Guess what? One of them guessed 14, the other guessed 20. And I said, wrong, right? 613. I suppose some people went on strike. 613? You got to be kidding, right? We get a round number. I said, no, 613. Here we go. He rattled off 613 mitzvahs, and right, they finished. I say, you finished? Moshe said, no, one more. What's the one more? You should know, for Suffolk Deraisa, you have to be machmir. Not because the time Suffolk. If you have a Suffolk Deraisa, you have to be machmir. It's a din Torah. It's a din that Moshe Rabbeinu got at Sinai, that a Suffolk Deraisa is Lachum. Okay? So Moshe Rabbeinu came down with 2 sets of rules. This rule or this rule? Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the Rav Shimon, when did Moshe Rabbeinu come down with the rule of Suffolk Derech Lachom Ra? Anything that's negated in the 613 mitzvahs, a Suffolk is awesome. Right? A Suffolk is awesome. But if you have a Suffolk of this, a Suffolk is mutter. If you have a Suffolk, if it's one of the Taryag mitzvahs, then you have to be mashed. This means the same as this. Right? Suffolk Deraisa. But if you have something which is a Suffolk Deraisa, and you're a Suffolk if it's a Suffolk Deraisa, Moshe Rabbeinu was not there. Moshe Messina said, a Suffolk of a Deraisa is awesome. A Suffolk, if it's a Suffolk, what do we call that? Right? We call this a speksegen. Right? This is a speksegen, right? What is the heter of speksegen? So for Shimon, the heter of speksegen is that you're with something if it's a suffix that rises or not. If you're not sure if it's a suffix that rises. Rav Shimon says the language of Chazal, the language of Svek Sveika, Chazal don't say Trey Sveikas. I would have called it, you have two Sveikas, it's Muslim. Chazal don't call it Trey Sveikas. They call it Svek Sveika. What does that mean? It's a suffix if it's a Sveika. It's a suffix if it's a suffix or not. If you have a suffix, if it's a suffix, then it's Muslim. That's the lumpness of sex sake of great direction.
Why would you say something on a Vade Yisrael?
Something on a Vade Yisrael. But the different soap, it's not the tiredness. It's the suffix of this type of Yisrael. It's the suffix of this type of Yisrael. A suffix of this type of Yisrael is nothing. I can tell you other things in this category.
You said the first Yisrael, first suffix as a Vade Yisrael, the father. So that itself. Because
that's what he says.
That first topic is now a new topic. This
topic
of
Vadi Yisrael, the explanation of this is based on an assumption that this is the halacha mishum sina. Not, you're right, logic doesn't force this. Logically, this could be also a subject that should be asked. This is all based on the Gemara that Svek Sveika is Mutter. Dr. Pshimin, when you learn the word Svek Sveika Mutter, this is the way you should teach. And the suffix of this type of ister is mutter, also from Malachim Shemesir. What? Rav Shimon wants to squeeze it into the Rashi. Wants to quote this right. It's, you can argue if you can fit it into the Rashi or not. But this is the way Rav Shimon explains sex factor. What does he gain with this whole drabble? What he gains is that this has to be a suffix hashapa. He's explaining Tysus. Why does this have to be a suffix hashapa? Why not go with the whole graph business? Zakr Shimon, Tysus didn't hold that the heter is because you make a graph and you end up with 45%. Tysus held the heter is because we're misupic if it's a suffix deraisa or not. We're not sure if it's a suffix deraisa. And anytime you're not sure if something's a suffix deraisa, that's the heter. What does it mean, not sure? Not sure means a suffix hashakol. Not sure means you have a 50-50 suffix. You have to be misupic if it's a suffix deraisa l'chumra. That's the meaning of sex fake. Don't follow that. What we're saying is, why is a sex fake a mutter? Why is a sex fake a mutter? Now, until now we learned the sex fake is mutter because you can cloud like this, you can cloud like that. And even like that, you can cloud like this. That's not why. It's because you take each suffix separately. Take suffix number one and pass it. Suffix number one we pass in, that's the first suffix. Pass in Tadayos. Now, suffix number two. What is suffix number two? It's a suffix if this is a Vaday Yisr. Well, the suffix is this the Vaday Yisr called suffix that rises l'chumra. We have this new Yisr called suffix that rises l'chumra. Is it that Yisr? Well, the suffix. Well, the suffix is it? Why are you misupic? You have right. So misupic because it's a 50-50. If you would have right, you wouldn't be misupic. But since we're misupic in a 50-50 situation, is this the Vada Yisr? So that's why we're makel. Because in the second category of Isurim, misupic deraisa is lakuma. If you would have right, if in this spot you would have right, so you'd go bas a right. It would be a suffix. Not because this is a suffix hashakol, we're misupic if it's a suffix deraisa. That's the reason that we're allowed to be makel. Because a suffix, if it's a suffix deraisa, gives us grounds with which to be makel. Explain to you. It's quite confusing. You draw the same graph and go bus arrive. And then in the deal of bus arrive, talk about a suffix. Right? You do it that way. The question is whether that's enough to be signed up. When you have a ride, why did that become? if that's in the category of the tariyag, or is that outside the category? Okay. So Rav Shimon has said that issue is time and logic, and it's a knaych, it's a chiddush, it's a pilpul, but it's only fetched when you start. Only get fetched when you start to appreciate it. If you come to an appreciation of it, well, you'll see that what Reb Shimon is saying, I think, is very logical. But you have to be able to appreciate that every suffix is about a yisr, or else the whole thing doesn't get you anywhere. So what do we do today? Taisis, Pnei Yeshua, Shach, Sheshmaitza, and the Shari Yesh. Now, if you're confused about the Shari Yesher, don't let it make everything else cloudy until now. Okay? Tesef Teishu is very clear. Even the Shach and the Teres of the Shmaitza is also clear. This Reb Shimon is quite, takes enough value, you have to work on it, and if you work on it, I'm confident that if you spend time understanding it, you not only will appreciate it, but you'll argue that it's a logical thing. This whole Reb Shimon. That which begins not logical, if you appreciate it, I think you'll come to a conclusion that it's logical. So this is the issue of sex fake hashokel, la halacha, we pass like the shach, and the shach holds that the sex fake has to be shokel, except by a statistical sex fake. I will tell you that Rabbi Avadya Yosef has a tshuva, in which he's matir and aguna, with a sex fake, and he passes like the Tanei Yeshua. He brings Yeshua said Paiskim, he brings four or five Paiskim. I think Ayinid Yantif, maybe Mochanan, Sidre Tara, he brings a few names of those. In the case of an Aguna, he was Saimach and Yeshua to be Mekum. In Aguna, I guess we try more to be Mekum. And in an Aguna Shaiva, Saksveka Aguna Shaiva, which is rather related to a Gemara we'll have later in the Perek, he relies on Yeshua. Yeshua is a shita to deal with. The Prima Gadim that uses the Pnei Yeshua also Rava as a serum, not by itself. But again, the quality is thick and machlaikis, and I think we have to try to have as much of a chlorokite as we can. Yeshleimer, back to Taisis. I'm a read, Yeshleimer. This Taisis is like a puzzle, you know, every step of the way. I Marie, by the bracketed Aleph. I Marie, the high Ruba, the Baratin, Aime Re, Gomer, Gomor, Ella, Havi, Midraba. Good morning. Ever heard of it? A Rive that's not a Rive Gomor. How can a Rive not be a Rive Gomor? A Rive means it's 51%. What's a Rive that's only a Drabana? What are the words? 50.1 or 50.001 is right, right? No? If you have 10 million pieces of kosher meat and 9,999,909 pieces of trefa meat, they become combined, they both must arrive, right? Well, the parsh, move the parsh. It doesn't matter if it's two pieces of kosher and one of trefa. So the parish is 66.66% if kosher, or if it's 10 million and 10 million minus 1, and the odds are 50.001%. Right is right. What in the world does Taisus mean, ain't a right gum? Very high, huh? You that you can have a right that's not a right gum. What does that mean? What? Rive to Dadim, what's he going on? He's going the case of a kail. You have a women that are Mizana Barat and women that are Bayan. If they're Mizana Bayan, this is usually Rive times is a kail. Here there was no kail. So, but we're calling it Rive not because we're calling it Rive because we say most Einstein have a kail. So you're telling me maybe Rive Einstein don't have a kail. That means you're saying there's no Rive. So it's just say there's no Rive. But if it is Rive, then it's Rive. Our assumption is that 50%, more than 50% of the time, Einus has a Kael. Yeah. On the way to Tana. Kail means that if women are mezana ba'ainis, they complain. So people hear about it, they don't advertise it, somebody was mezana with it. Is there a rive or is there no rive? Is there 50.1% or not? There's no rive. So why does the Tosh say there's no rive? Tosh should say, you thought most women are mezana ba'ainis. Make a kail, no, there's no rive. Tosh is bringing Yerushalmi that there is a rive. They say there's no right. See, Tais can't say there's no right because his first teretz via Shlema. Now, why don't you go bust the chazaka? Because Ruba chazaka rubad. If there is a right, Tais said. He said there is a right. Misum is a right. Is it right that it wasn't buying this? Maybe it, you know, it's a cold fact. It's either 50.1% or it's less than 50% or it's 50, which is not right. But either it is or it's not. So they should say, "Yesh Shleima, there's no right."
That's all being worked on, but it's not a fact. But so that's a fact.
So here I don't have rights. So does. There's only one issue.
I'm asking you a
question. Is it right that a woman who is Mizana and there's no Kyle is not an item? If we don't know, so they should say, "Yesh Shleima, you know, I changed my mind. There's no right. I don't know if there's a right. What does it mean there's a right there upon? And let me tell you, I don't know. Yeshua says a pshat in Taisus. I don't understand what Yeshua says. Yeshua says that against the right of Kyle is which says that it's a rotzen. You have another right that most women are tznuais, and they wouldn't be mizan of a rotzen. So you have another rive again. So I don't understand. You have a rive that women are tznuis, they wouldn't be mezana b'ratzon. Against the you have a rive that it has no kail and mekunta bin ba'ayin. So what's the Yeshua say? When you add up all the statistics, it's a rive she'ein egamah. I don't know what the words mean. What does rive she'ein egamah mean? Right, it's either right or it's not right. You know, something could either be could be black and it could be white. But either it's black or it's not black, or it's white, right? There could be gray, right? So it could be either yes or no. What does it mean? You know, a person could be dead or he could be alive. You say he's dead, she'ein egamah. What do you think? It's a right. A right is a fact. Either it is or it's not. Is it or isn't it? Is it or isn't it? Like, you know, how can it be right, Shayne Gama? Make the statistics and tell me. I'll tell you, there's one other place Tosfos uses the Lashon right, Shayne Gama. It could be more than one place. It's also the Geshmaka Tosfos. We've been learning Sanhedrin, we spend a week on the Tosfos and Sanhedrin Daf Gimel. We know, Ein Hoyachim B'mam and Achara right. Ein Hoyachim B'mam and Achara right. What's the case? Person buys a shard, goes into the store, buys a shard, takes it home, attaches it to a plow, and the animal is wild, it can't pull a plow. So it goes back to return it. And the seller says, "Oh, I thought you were buying the animal to shech. I didn't know you were buying it to pull a plow. I thought you were buying it to shech." Right, people buy animals to work. Not today, but the time of Chazal. Rive the Radya. Radya means to plow, to work. Rive people bought animals to work, and Miyot bought it to shech. So the man says, "I have a rive that I bought it for Radya, so it's a Nekartos." You say, "In hoch v'man achar rive." That rive doesn't work by money. That's how we pass this. Machloik is Rabbi Shmuel, we pass by Shmuel, "In hoch v'man achar rive." That's a good one. Rishis asks, Gevaldik Akasha. By Dina Nefashis, we go Basarayv? Yes. By Dina Nefashis, we go Basarayv. Tractaisis, let's make a Kabbalah. Madach to kill somebody, you go Basarayv. Nefashis is Mohammed. So by Mammon, we should go Basarayv. Good Kasha. And for Taisis, no. The Raiv, by Mammon, Raiv Lavadya, is a Raiv She'ein Egamor. Their Tosfos uses the lashon Raisha in a chashuv. It's not a chashuv or right. The Tosfos says. Same problem. How can, what does it mean, Raisha in a chashuv? If it's 50.1%, it's right.
Like
the word chashuv sounds better, but it doesn't really answer the question.
Maybe the
right,
which is not, can I look at it
at the right? Is it 50.1% or not? Whatever you're going to tell me, all your pshat loss, and you finish factoring in all your pshat loss, what do you end up with?
It doesn't
want
you, rely on that right when you finish on
there seems to be a major problem. The Shef Shmaitza, Shmaitza Dalit, Perik Vav, brings Taisus Sanhedrin. And he explains it. Everybody in this room is capable. Some Shmaitzes are very hard. They're capable of making a laning of the Shmaitze, understanding his pshat. So it's easy, but they're capable of working on it. Tomorrow, we are going to finish the Taisis. And what we are going to do, as soon as we finish the Sugya, at the bottom of Testament Bays, we are going to have Chazara. And again, I don't want you to lose it. You should have a list. We dealt with Shavya Nashi Chatiha Bisura for a couple of days. The explanation of Rais. The Rush of Bari Vishema by Einstein. And then all we've spoken about Sex Faker. We're going to have a good Chazara. And hopefully get Klar everything that we're confused about. Try to get a Klar. I didn't try to finish the Taisa for tomorrow. We have a good one.